بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة المحادين بالبحر الكاريبي صدى تقديم الشيخ موفق بن حسين العليوي الجبوري حفظه الله ورعاه في محاضرة بعنوان قصة نبي الله يعقوب، وهذا ضمن فعاليات الدورة العلمية بعنوان وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب، وهذا في يوم السبت الثاني من ربيع الأول 1440 هجري الموافق 10 من نوفمبر 2018 ميلادي. موحدين Publications is pleased to announce a lecture والشيخ موفق بن حسين العليوي الجبوري حفظه الله ورعاه. And that's on the subject or titled The Story of the Prophet of Allah, Yaqub or Jacob. And that's part of the webinar titled And We Made From His Offspring, Prophethood and the People of the Book, or the Book. And inshallah, this lecture is on the day of Saturday, the 2nd of Rabi' al-Awwal, 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 10th of November, 2018 Miladi. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
بارك الله فيك وسلمك الله.
آمين فيك بارك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه الغر الميامين ومن اتبع هديه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. الإخوة الأفاضل، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وأسأله تعالى كما جمعنا في هذه الليلة عبر الأثير أن يجمعنا تحت مستقر رحمته وظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله.
آمين.
نعم أخي.
شيخ عبد الله سعد بيسين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah and peace and blessings upon the one that was sent as a mercy to all of al-alamin, mankind and jinn, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and all of his honored companions all together, and whoever follows his guidance and walked in his footsteps till the day of judgment. Honorable brothers, I salute you or I greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah Ta'ala, as he gathered us on this night where the Sheikh is in Iraq, across the internet to gather us under his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment and under the shade of his footstool on a day that will not be a shade except his shade, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except the shade of his footstool, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am.
كلمتنا في هذه الليلة بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى عن نبي من أنبياء الله تعالى هو يعقوب عليه السلام، هو الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم رضي الله عنه وأرضاه، وعليه السلام صلى الله عليه وعلى أنبيائه. الإخوة الأفاضل، إن الإيمان بالرسل ركن من أركان الإيمان، كما قال تعالى آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. وفي الحديث لما سئل صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. ولذا فمن كفر برسول من الرسل فهو من الكافرين. إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا، واعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. نعم.
شيخنا، الآية في النص ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله
ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض،
الله أكبر،
ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا.
واعتدنا الكافرين عذابا. طيب شيخ عبد الله، said our talk tonight بإذن الله تعالى is about a prophet from the prophets of Allah who was Yaqub or Jacob alayhi salam. He is the most honorable, the son of the most honorable, the son of the most honorable. May Allah be pleased with them all. And alayhi salatu was salam. And peace and blessings upon all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable brothers, verily believing in the messengers is a pillar from the pillars of Iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the messenger had believed in what had been revealed to him from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the believers. All of them have believed in Allah, his angels and his messengers. That's in Surah Al-Baqarah. Also in the hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about Al-Iman, he said that you believe in Allah, his angels, his books and his messengers. And this is why whoever disbelieves in a messenger from the messengers, he is from the disbelievers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, verily those who disbelieve in Allah and his messengers and wanted or want to distinguish between Allah and his messengers, and they say we believe in some and we disbelieve in some, and they wanted to take by doing so a path, verily they are the disbelievers, no doubt about it. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment. Now.
بارك الله فيك. ويعقوب عليه السلام هو نبي من أنبياء الله تبارك وتعالى، بشر الله تبارك وتعالى به جده إبراهيم، وبشر به زوجة إبراهيم عليه السلام. لما حضرت الملائكة إبراهيم قال تعالى فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب. وقال تعالى عن إبراهيم وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين. نعم.
شيخ حفظه الله continued by saying, and Yaqub alayhi salam is one of the prophets of the prophets of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given the glad tidings to his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam, and gave the glad tidings to the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, alayhi salam. When the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and is narrated in the ayat, and we have given them the glad tidings of Ishaq or Isaac, and after Ishaq or Isaac comes Yaqub or Jacob. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim, and we have given him the glad tidings of Ishaq or Isaac as a prophet from the righteous, and we have blessed around him and upon Ishaq or Isaac and from their offspring those who will be muhsin upon good righteous deeds, with, and those who will be oppressive to himself clearly. Now.
والقرآن الكريم جاءت فيه الكثير من القصص، وكانت قصة يوسف ووالده يعقوب من أكثر القصص مساحة في القرآن الكريم. والقصة القرآني هو كلام الله عز وجل، وقد قال الله تعالى عنه: لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى. ولما ابتدأ الله تبارك وتعالى بذكر قصة يوسف مع إخوته ووالدهم يعقوب، قال تعالى: نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. فهذه القصة من أحسن ما جاء في كتاب الله عز وجل بنص القرآن. نعم.
اللهم بارك. And the Arabic Quran has been narrated so many of the stories. And the story of Yusuf or Joseph and his father Yaqub or Jacob is from the most of the stories in narration in the Quranic Kareem. And the text of the Quran is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah said about him, verily in their stories was an example for those who have intellect. And it was never a narration or a hadith that would be a lie, wal-iyadu billah. It was never a fabricated hadith. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by mentioning the story of Yusuf or Joseph, along with his brothers and their fathers, Yaqub, he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we narrate upon you the best of the stories by what have we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, in this Quran. And verily before you, And verily before that you were from the heedless. So this story is from the best what have been narrated in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal by the text of the Quran. Now.
الإخوة الأفاضل، يعقوب هو ابن إسحاق ابن إبراهيم خليل الرحمن. يعقوب هو إسرائيل، ومعناه صفوة الله، وقيل عبد الله وقيل المهاجر إلى الله وقيل المجاهد في سبيل الله. الله تعالى يقول كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. وإسرائيل هو يعقوب الذي بشر به الله تبارك وتعالى وأثنى عليه الله تبارك وتعالى في مواطن من كتابه الكريم. نعم.
Honorable brothers, Yaqub or Jacob is the son of Ishaq, or Isaac is the son of Ibrahim or Abraham. And Ibrahim was the Khalil of Rahman. He was the close companion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Yaqub is also named Israel. And the meaning of the word Israel, the chosen of Allah, Safwatullah. Also, it was said it means Abdullah. The word Israel means Abdullah. Also, it was said Israel, the one who migrated for the sake of Allah. It was also said Israel is the one that is mujahid or striving in the path of Allah or fighting for the sake of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding that in the Quran, all of the food was permissible, was halal for the sons of Israel, except what Israel made prohibited upon himself before the Torah or the Old Testament was revealed. Israel, again, is Yaqub, that Allah have given the glad tidings of his coming and praised him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in so many places in his honorable book, the Quran.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في ثنائه على إسحاق ويعقوب يقول ووهبنا له يعني لإبراهيم إسحاق ويعقوب كلا هدينا ونوحا هدينا من قبل ومن ذريته داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. هؤلاء الأنبياء من أولاد إسحاق أنبياء بني إسرائيل. والله تعالى أثنى عليه في موطن آخر قال تعالى عن الأنبياء أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن هدينا وممن حملنا مع نوح من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا. فالأنبياء من ذريته من ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وإسرائيل هو يعقوب. وأثنى عليه الله تبارك وتعالى في موطن آخر إذ قال واذكر، يعني اذكر بالخير عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار. والأيدي هي القوة في دين الله عز وجل، فإن اليد في لغة العربي تطلق على القوة، والسماء بنيناها بأيد يعني بقوة. فهم هؤلاء أولي الأيدي، القوة في دين الله عز وجل. قال والأبصار يعني البصيرة، أي العلم في دين الله عز وجل. ثم قال إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكر الدار وإنهم عندنا لمن المصطفين الأخيار. فهو ووالده وجده ممن اصطفاهم الله عز وجل وأثنى عليهم وجعلهم من الأخيار. نعم.
Sheikh Abdullah continued by saying, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in his praise upon Ishaq and Yaqub, he said, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we have given him, meaning to Ibrahim, Ishaq wa Yaqub, and all of them we have guided, and Nuhan, and meaning Nuh and Noah, we have guided before them, and from his offspring came Dawood and Sulaiman. Dawood is David, and Sulaiman is Solomon, and Ayyub, and Yusuf and Joseph, and Musa and Moses, and Harun. And this, we reward those who are upon Ihsan, or upon perfection, or upon Yani Ihsan. These prophets, all these prophets, as the Sheikh said, Hafdallah, are from the sons of Ishaq or Isaac. So they are the prophets of the sons of Israel. Allah Ta'ala have praised them in so many other places in the Quran. As Allah said about the prophets, verily those that Allah had blessed upon them from the prophets, from the children of Adam. And al-aya andi anam Allah alayhum min nabiyyina min dhurriyyati Adam wa min man hamalna ma Nuh
wa min man hamalna ma Nuh wa min hadayna wajtabayna.
And from those that we have gathered along with Nuh. Naam, from those who we have gathered along with Nuh, meaning in his ark, and from the offspring of Ibrahim or Abraham and Israel, and from those who we guided and have chosen. So the prophets from the sons of Israel are Yaqub, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have praised them all in another places, in other places in the Quran, when he said, and remember, meaning with good, our servants Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub, the ones that had the hands and the sights. And we can explain that, what that means. The ones with the hands, meaning the strength in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the sights, because the hand first, the hand in the language of the Arabs is used as strength. The hand is a metaphor for strength in the language of the Arabs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, and the heavens, meaning the skies above us, banaynaha, we have built it with hands, meaning with strength. So those prophets had the strength in the religion of Allah. And he had the sights, meaning they had the insight, meaning the knowledge in the religion of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have chosen him. We have chosen them. بِخَالِصَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا
بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ
خَالِصَةِ ذِكْرِ الدَّارِ
ذِكْرَ جَعَلْنَاهُمْ مِنْ يَذْكُرُونَ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ
سبحان الله. And we have chosen them to remember the hereafter, and to us they are from the chosen ones that are upon khair or goodness. So him, meaning Yaqub, and his father and his grandfather are from those that Allah have chosen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praised them and made them from the akhyar, or from the best of people.
الإخوة الأفاضل لقد كان يعقوب والدا لمجموعة من الأولاد عدهم الله تبارك وتعالى 12 ولدا وكان نعم الأب فقد قص عليه أحد أبنائه رؤيا قال يا بني قال يا أبتي إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين فما كان من الأب الذي يريد أن يدفع الحسد والضغينة بين أولاده كي يعيشوا حياة طيبة إلا أن قال لولده يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين وكان هذا الأب حريصا على أولاده حانيا عليهم إذ لما وقع منهم ما وقع إذ كادوا بأخيهم وجاءوا إلى أبيهم قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل يعني أصبر صبرا جميلا لا جزع فيه ولا تشكي ثم ماذا مع هذا الصبر الجميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون أستعين الله عز وجل على هذا الأمر ولما وقعت الحاجة في ديارهم بسبب الجفاف وذهبوا كي يأتوا بالطعام أرسلهم وأوصاهم قال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وذلك لأنهم كانوا عددا وهيئتهم جميلة، فالذي ينظر إليهم يخشى أن يقع منه الحسد، فقال لا تدخلوا من باب واحدة وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. وهذا من الأخذ بالأسباب ثم التوكل على مسبب الأسباب. فقال وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء، إن الحكم إلا لله. ولما رجعوا إليه وقد تركوا الأخ الآخر ليوسف، فلما جاءه الخبر قال فصبر جميل، عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم. فهو من الصابرين. نعم.
So dear honorable brothers, Yaqub or Jacob had a group of boys, a group of men as his sons. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counted them as 12 sons. And he was the best of fathers. When one of his sons have told him a dream that he had, as the ayat states in Surah Yusuf, he said, "Oh my father, I have seen 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating to me." So the father, Yaqub, said, out of wanting to keep envy and hatred away from his children or between his children so they would live a good life, he said to his son Yusuf, "Oh my son, do not tell your dream upon your brothers, so they would plot against you. Verily, the shaitan to mankind is a clear enemy." And his father was very careful regarding his children, very kind upon them, or very kind with them, that even when what happened from them, when they plotted against their own brother and came back to their father, he told them, "But rather it's your nafs, it's your desires have made it easy upon you, this affair." So beautiful patience, sabran jameel, meaning I will stay upon beautiful patience without any fear and without any complacency. Then what happened with this beautiful patience? He said, as stated in the ayat, "An Allahul Musta'an," it was only from Allah I will seek all the assistance and help upon what you have described to me. Meaning I will seek all the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this affair. And when need was prevalent in their homeland because of, al-jafaf bil ingilizi, Allah musta'an. Al-jafaf bil ingilizi.
Mada.
كلمة الجفاف بالإنجليزي نسيتها، الله المستعان، هي كلمة معروفة عندنا. Because of the drought, when سامحني يا شيخ، when the need broke out in their homeland because of drought, and they went to bring some provisions, their father Jacob sent them and advised them by saying, "My sons, do not enter from one door, and enter from different doors, because," as the Sheikh said, Habdallah, "they were a good number and they all looked very handsome. So whoever sees them, it would be feared that envy would fall on them or would envy them." So he said, Yaqub alayhi salam, "Do not enter from one door and enter from different doors." And this is from seeking the reasons. Then depending and having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that causes reasons to happen. As he said in the Quran, and I am verily will never suffice you from Allah in any shape or form. Verily, all the judgment, the ruling is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or all of the decrees up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they return to him, when they return to Yaqub from their trip, and they have left behind them their other brother to Yusuf, and the news came to him, he still said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, beautiful patience. It may be that Allah will bring him all together back to me. Verily Allah is the all-knowing, all-wise. So Yaqub was from those who are patient. Now, تفضل يا شيخ.
نعم.
تفضل.
الأخوة الأفاضل، أن يعقوب من أنبياء الله عز وجل، والأنبياء بشر لهم سمات البشرية، لكن الله تبارك وتعالى ميزهم بالوحي، قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي، فهم واسطة في تبليغ دين الله عز وجل إلى الناس، فالذي يهمهم هو أمر الدين، ولذا يقص الله تبارك وتعالى علينا قصة يعقوب حين حضرته الوفاة، وماذا كانت وصيته لأولاده. يقول تعالى: أم كنتم شهداء؟ بل هل كنتم يا بني إسرائيل، يا أيها الناس حضورا، أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت، لما جاء الموت إلى يعقوب حضرته الوفاة، إذ قال لبنيه، فهو قد ربى أولاده على دين الله وعلى عبادة الله، وكان منهم الأنبياء، منهم يوسف ثبتت نبوته، وأما إخوته الأسباط فهناك خلاف بين أهل العلم في نبوتهم، منهم من قال هم أنبياء، ومنهم من قال ليسوا بأنبياء، ولا يوجد لدينا دليل صريح صحيح إلا بنبوة يوسف. فيقول لهم: أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي لمن تدينون بالعبادة، قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. فهذا هو الأمر الذي يهم الأنبياء، وهذا هو منهجهم، أنهم جاءوا لتعبيد العباد لرب العباد، كما قال تعالى: وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. وقال تعالى: ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله
عليكم السلام
واجتنبوا الطاغوت. فهذا الأمر الذي اطمأن عليه يعقوب قبل أن يفارق هذه الحياة، وهو أن يبقى أولاده على عقيدة في التوحيد. نعم.
Honorable brothers, Yaqub is from the prophets of Allah, and the prophets were men that have the attributes of mankind, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him stand out, give him distinction by the revelation. As been narrated, say, O Muhammad, verily I am a human being like you, revealed to me. It is revealed to me. So he is the middleman in telling the religion of Allah to the people. So they are the middlemen in telling the religion of Allah to the people. And what really matters to them is the matter of religion, matters of belief. This is why I told us the story of Yaqub when death came to him and what kind of advice he gave to his sons. As Allah Ta'ala said, weren't you witnesses, meaning you, sons of Israel, present at the time? Weren't you witnesses when death came to Yaqub, meaning when Yaqub was dying, when he said to his sons, because he raised his sons upon the religion of Allah and upon the worship of Allah, and from his sons were the prophets, from amongst them Yusuf alayhi salam, who prophethood was confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, amongst other sources by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for his brothers al-Asbat, Sheikhna al-Asbat, kifa tarjimha ka kalima? Al-Asbat.
Al-Mada?
Al-Asbat.
Al-Asbat. Abna'i Yaqub.
نعم.
أبناء يعقوب الاثنى عشر.
طيب.
السبط هو العشيرة، البطن من بطون بني إسرائيل. الله القبيلة. الله.
نعم.
واضح؟
نعم.
يعني بطون بني إسرائيل، قبائل يعني عشائر بني إسرائيل.
اللهم بارك. So الأصبات إذا يسأل شيء. نعم. ناسف كوه. تفضل يا شيخ.
كل سبط هم عشيرة من عشائر بني إسرائيل وقبيلة من قبائلهم.
كل سبط عشيرة أو قبيلة من بني إسرائيل. الله أكبر.
نعم. بطن من بطون بني إسرائيل.
الله مبارك. So alhamdulillah for asking the sheikh, the word al-asbat, I didn't want to pass this without explaining what it means. As for his brothers, the brothers of Yusuf, Al-Asbat, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, Al-Asbat is the plural of Sibt, and Sibt refers to a clan or a tribe from the sons of Israel. It's a branch from the sons of Israel or the sons of Yaqub. So each one of them, and that's why they were referred to as Al-Asbat, because from there branched off the different tribes or the different clans of the sons of Israel. Here the Sheikh Hafidhahullah, and there was a difference amongst the people of knowledge regarding the sons of Yaqub. regarding the prophethood. Some of the people of knowledge have said they were also prophets, and some said they're not prophets. As the Sheikh Hawadullah said, and there's no proof for us that is clear and authentic except regarding the prophethood of Yusuf. So only Yusuf was confirmed as a prophet, alayhi salam. So he told him, meaning Yaqub, are you witnesses when Yaqub was dying, when he said to his sons, who will you worship after me? He said, we worship your Lord and the Lord of your fathers and your forefathers, Ishaq and Ibrahim, as one Lord, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to him, meaning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are Muslims. We are submitting. This is the matter that all of the prophets cared about. And this was the methodology of all the prophets, that they came to enslave the servants to the Lord of the servants. Again, their methodology of all the prophets, that they came or they were sent by Allah to enslave mankind to the Lord of mankind, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have not sent before you, O Muhammad, of a messenger, except that we reveal to him that there's no Lord except me, meaning Allah. So worship me, meaning worship Allah. And is also said, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and we have sent in every nation a messenger to worship Allah and stay away from Taghut or whatever is worship other than Allah. So this matter that Yaqub was trying to make sure before he leaves this life, and before that, that is, the matter was that his children stay upon the aqidah or the belief of tawheed or monotheism. Now,
الأخوة الأفاضل، هذا بعض ما ورد في كتاب الله عز وجل عن يعقوب. والذي يبحث في كتب السير يجد الأخبار الكثيرة والتي غالبها من كلام بني إسرائيل، وهو كلام لا يصدق ولا يكذب، وتجد فيه أخبارا يذكرونها عن الأنبياء لا تليق بهم وينزهون عنها. لذا ينبغي على المسلم ألا يكثر تقليب الأخبار التي وردت من بني إسرائيل، بل يطلب الهدى من كتاب الله عز وجل. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم، قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. وقد أخبرنا الله تبارك وتعالى عن الأنبياء بما يكفي لمعرفتهم ومحبتهم واتباع هديهم وطريقهم، كما قال الله تعالى لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب، ما كان حديثا يفترى. فينبغي علينا أن نعرف سير الأنبياء وسيرة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وسيرة الصحابة وأئمة الدين، وذلك لزيادة محبتهم وللاقتداء بهم ولدفع التهم والشبه عنهم. فإن هذا مما يقرب إلى الله عز وجل ويساعد على الاقتداء بهم. فإن محبة أنبياء الله عز وجل دين نتقرب به إلى الله، ونسأله تعالى أن يحشرنا وإياكم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
So my honorable brothers, this is some of what have been narrated in the book of Allah about Ya'qub or Jacob, and whoever looks at the books of Sir, meaning the books of Sirah or history, Islamic history, he will find so many stories which mostly from the speech of the sons of Israel, which is mostly from the speech from the sons of Israel or Bani Israel. And it is the kind of speech that you cannot believe or disbelieve. You cannot credit or discredit. But you will find in it so much news or so much stories that mention, that is mentioned about the prophets that is not appropriate to a prophet. And the prophets are free from those stories. This is why it's a must upon the Muslim that he should not go into so much detail in the stories that have came from the way of Bani Israel or the sons of Israel. But rather, the Muslim should seek the guidance from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, verily this Quran guides to what is best. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, it has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have told us about the prophets that will suffice us to know the prophets and the messengers and love the prophets and messengers and follow their guidance and their way. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily it was in their stories a role model or an example for those who have intellect. And it was not a hadith or a narration that was told in lies or a fabrication or a fabricated hadith. So it's a must upon us to know the stories of the prophets, and especially the stories of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the stories of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, as well as the leaders or the scholars of this religion. And this to increase our love for them and to seek him as a role model and go after them or take him as a role model, and also to push any accusations and any doubts regarding them or any false stories about them. This is from, what brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help you to be upon following the messengers and the prophets. So it's either loving the prophets of Allah, so it is leading you to loving the prophets of Allah and bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us and you along with the prophets as well as the righteous and the martyrs and the siddiqeen and shuhada salihin. Na'am. To gather us with the prophets and the siddiqeen and the martyrs and the righteous. This is verily the best of companionship. It's verily the best of companionship. Na'am.
بارك الله فيكم جزاكم خيرا ونسأله تبارك وتعالى أن يثبتنا وإياكم على صراطه المستقيم وأن يجمعنا وإياكم على الخير واليمن والبركة والحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Jazakumullah khair, Shaykh. As the Shaykh concluded by saying, Barakallah feekum and Jazakumullah khair, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to keep us and you firm upon the straight path, upon the Sirat al Mustaqim, and gather us upon you, upon the khair, as well as al yumn and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions. Naam. جزاكم الله خير يا شيخنا بارك الله فيكم
جزاكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته and in conclusion we say I say as a translator anything that I said that is correct as a translator is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and anything that I said that is not correct is only for myself and or from the shaytan and stay tuned to the brothers in Muhrim Publications Soon, بإذن الله تعالى, we'll be calling Sheikh Hassan Abdul Wahab al-Banna for our weekly Q&A every Saturday as usual, بإذن الله تعالى. And I guess the brother will tweet or send a tweet as soon as the Sheikh is on the line with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.